Uncle Ben was a preacher who preached all around through the small towns and there while I lived there. He preached and all, well, he didn't call them towns, he called them cities. Any place where there was a general store, four houses and a barn, to him was city. He was on his way to preach one Sunday evening, and a heavy storm overtook him, and he stopped at the first brother's house he got to. He says, "Brother, can't you help me out? Be a good Samaritan." Says, "I can't go no further. You see, it's storming so hard, and my mule is lame. What can you do for me?" Says, "I just can't go no further. That's all it is about. You've got to do something." So his brother says, "Well, I don't know." Says, "You see, I ain't got much room in here for myself. Four children and my wife and me, much about can get in here. But you see that house up there before you turn the bend? I own that too. You can go over there if you want to. You might wonder why I don't live in there myself. Well, I'll tell you. The reason is because they say that it's haunted. But if you want to go over there, well, I'll give you a candle and some matches. You'll find plenty of cordwood there. Either chair in the front room. All you got to do is to go and stay there tonight if you want to. Stay as long as you want to. You are entirely welcome. Put your mule out here in the barn." Well, Uncle says, "Well, I tell you, brother, I carry the scripture in my pocket. And I'm sure that with that upon my person, I need be in no fear of despair." So he put his mule away and took the candle and the matches and went on over to his house, took off his coat and hung it up where it could dry, lit the fire and pulled out the easy chair and sat down in it, set himself forth and took his scriptures out and started to read. Because it says here, in the first chapter of the first book, 27 verses, as to where, and right then little kitten come on down the steps. Uncle says, "Ain't this lovely? There's going to be some kind of life in here with me after all." Little kitten come on down, rubbed up against him for a minute or two, then went on over to the fire and reached in and got some hot ashes and washed his face with him and come back and sit down side of him. Uncle looked at him kind of curious for a minute, turned over in the middle of the scripture and commenced reading again. So it says here in the 19th book, 14th chapter, and 27th verses elsewhere, and here come another cat down the steps about the size of a bulldog. He was an Angora cat. This Angora come on down, didn't pay no attention to Uncle Charles. Just walked right on over to the fire and got himself some hot ashes, washed his face with him, and come sit on the other side of him. Soon as the Angora sat down, he spoke. Says, "Well, what are we going to do?" Little kitten just looked at him for a second and says, "We can't do nothing until Martin gets here." Uncle said, Turned over to the rear of the scripture. So it says in the last book, the last chapter, the last book, and here comes a cat down the steps the size of a Newfoundland dog. Kabloop, 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 kabloop. Uncle just looked at him. The cat didn't pay no more attention to him as if he wasn't there. Walked on over and reached into the fire and got himself some live coals. Ashes wasn't warm enough for him. Washed his feet and come and sit down beside the Angora. Soon as he sat down, he spoke to the Angora. He says, "Well, shall we commence on him now, or what shall we do?" The Angora shook his head. Little kitten spoke up, says, "We can't do nothing till Martin gets here." Uncle got up and put on his coat. Put his scripture away. He says, "Well, when Martin gets here, you all just tell him I've been here, but I'm gone.